huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. How to really think like an entrepreneur. Not what they tell you to do, the free advice that's worth every penny, or the conventional common sense that isn't so common, but how to really think and behave like an entrepreneur. Now, some things I don't believe are entrepreneurial qualities, even though a lot of people do. I don't think it's just all about hustle and graft. I'm working 16 hours a day for 10 years straight and having no life. And do you want to be successful as much as you want to breathe and go big or go home or go all in or 10X? I don't think entrepreneurship is just about those things. There are times and places for hustle, hard work, deep work, focus and thinking bigger. But I've got some different things for you to think about. I've got 9. So I also don't think that being an entrepreneur is about spinning 50 different plates and being overwhelmed as fuck. I also don't think that being an entrepreneur is about doing all the work yourself. I also don't think being an entrepreneur is about, well, you've got to show people how to lead by, showing them with your actions, getting earlier than everyone else, go home later than everyone else. No, I think most of those things are individual, sporadic, and time and place quality of entrepreneurs, but they're not actually the overriding traits of the greatest entrepreneurs. So here are my 9. So I think the first thing is you have to have these almost opposite of rose-tinted glasses, where even though you're positive and optimistic and you're a big thinker, you see the world's problems. Now, I interviewed the first CEO and co-founder of Netflix. And he said, look, to be a great serial entrepreneur, to have great ideas and to solve the world's problems, you've got to look at the world with a slightly skeptical view to seek out and spot all the things that are wrong. And a lot of people are saying, oh, just be positive or think big. But actually, that's not true. You've got to be able to spot the problems, which does take a certain critical thought process. But then you've got to immediately pivot and go, not get sucked into the problem, bitch about the problem, moan about the problem, but to actually think, what's the solution? To see solutions in mistakes, to see solutions in failure and failings, and to then go and create them. Okay, so the second trait is to see an opportunity in everything. A mature market, how can I disrupt? Areas of great need, like, for example, climate change and sustainability, to see solutions. With animal welfare, to see solutions. Some things in life we don't think are fair, we don't think are right. But what entrepreneurs don't do is get on the soapbox and moan and complain about it and get political and bitch and start petitions but do nothing about it. What they do is, what are the solutions? How can I create a meaningful product and service and then, of course, make it a revenue stream or commercialize it? So the third point then is entrepreneurs create value. They are producers for the consumers. And there are stats like something like 90% of all the revenue created is from entrepreneurs, from the private sector, not the public sector, and that the private sector funds most of the public sector. Now, I don't know the official figures, but I would definitely say that entrepreneurs seem to create the most jobs, seem to pay the most taxes, and they understand about creating value. You know, when people are like, oh, well, I can't sell enough and I don't seem to have high enough prices, I'm not making enough margin. The answer is always, how can you create more value? Create more value, you get more for exchange, you get more clients, you get more margin, there's more demand, etc. Okay, the fourth thing is the way that entrepreneurs are very different to employees is that employees kind of create value later. They're employed, then they work. Whereas entrepreneurs create value first. And that's why successful entrepreneurs are handsomely rewarded from the profit perspective. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, what are you going to pay me? And what are my benefits package? Before they've actually done any job. And you've got to look at a CV and rely on their history as a measure for the future. But you've not actually seen them on the job. So you don't know. That's why you get paid in arrears, 31 days. And that's why you have 6-month probation or 3-month probation in case you're not good. And that's why the law is relatively in favor of the employer for 1 to 2 years, because there's no guarantees. Whereas when you're an entrepreneur, you have to create the value first. People don't go, oh, here's some money in lieu of and forward in advance of you creating a product for me. We've got to go pay our own overhead, take our own risks, create the value first, and then hope that people are going to come and pay us. And we take the risk. And that's why the rewards are high. So we create value first. And by the way, that's not just for startup entrepreneurs. That's a continual process for entrepreneurs. If you hit glass ceilings, if your margin is reducing, if business is not going so well, if there's Brexit or recession, you've got to ask, how can I create more value? How can I create value first and then get paid later? But hopefully not too much later. Okay, next then, point five is we solve, we serve, and we scale. We solve, we serve, we scale. So we solve the problems, we serve people, and then we scale that to serve vast numbers of people. We go from personal to local to national to intercontinental to global to intergalactic. And that sounds crazy, but look at Virgin Galactic or Elon Musk and space travel. And, you know, they are, some of them are going to be trillion pound or dollar companies. Billionaires do that. Okay, what have we got next then? Fair exchange. An entrepreneur is forced for fair exchange. Now, by the way, I'm not knocking employment or employees. I'm just giving you the difference, by the way, because some people probably should be employees. There's certain traits of being an entrepreneur, which I discussed I've done 430 episodes on my podcast, A Disruptive Entrepreneur. But if you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to create fair exchange. Now, in a corporate role, in middle management, you can kind of hide and not really offer too much value, but get paid because it's nice and safe and just do enough and posturize and move some paper around and be seen to be doing the right thing rather than doing the right thing. You cannot hide as an entrepreneur. You can't do that. You can't pretend. You can't move paper. You can't procrastinate. You can't actively procrastinate pretending to do work. You have to create fair exchange, which is meaningful products and services that create fair value, and you have to charge fairly for it and make a sustainable profit margin. Otherwise, you can't sustain your business. You can't reinvest into innovation and growth, and therefore you don't make any money. So we have to understand truly what fair exchange means. And a lot of people don't understand that. Okay, next then is we have to take risks. But I believe, you know my saying, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Well, I don't believe in going all in or 10x immediately. I believe in calculated risks, progressive incremental risks. So Richard Branson famously says, I protect the downside and then I take some risks. So if I'm going to open an airline, I'll get mentorship from Freddie Laker, who's got loads of experience in it. And I'll do an option deal on a plane or a group of planes. I don't know what the plural for a group of planes is. A school of planes, a gaggle of planes. But then if it doesn't work, I can give the plane back and get some of my money back. So we take risks, but we take calculated risks and not stupid risks. Now, of course, media and social media is full of the all in 10x, you know, massive risks, the glory. But in reality, many of those stories end badly. And incremental risks, I think, are more wise for sustainable long-term growth and not just sexy social media, 1-minute Instagram videos. Okay, the next thing is we are producers. We are value creators. We produce for the consumers. Most of the world are consumers. Some of the world are producers. The producers earn big. The producers win big. The producers create communities. You know, they create empires. And so look to a flock of planes.
Yes.
Need to Google that one now. So are you producing or consuming? And then finally, entrepreneurs disrupt, we innovate, we improve, and we repeat. Disrupt, innovate, improve, repeat. Test, tweak, repeat. Test, tweak, repeat. Disrupt, innovate, improve, repeat. All right, so let me summarize this because I'm told that people like the summaries, so that's why I do them. Thanks for tuning in. This will go on my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. So to summarize really quickly, the content on how to think like an entrepreneur is we see the world's problems with a critical view to spot out the problems, but then we look to solve them. Okay, we look for opportunities and we seek out problems, but we don't dwell in the problem. We seek the solution, the opportunity. We see opportunity in everything. We create value. We create value first, not later. We don't expect the world to pay us first. We go and prove what we can do, and then we get paid for it. We solve, we serve, we scale. We create fair exchange, maximum value, maximum margin. We take calculated progressive risks. We are producers more than consumers, and we disrupt, innovate, improve, and repeat. So thanks for tuning in. It's a squadron of planes or a fleet. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Please share this video if you know other entrepreneurs or if you think this would be useful to people starting or scaling their business. I really want to help as many entrepreneurs across the planet start and scale their business to make more money, to get better financial education. That's my mission. I feel really grateful that I've been doing it for 15 years. I feel like I'm only just warming up at age 40. It's all going good. So thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.